Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 7 of the All or Something Living podcast. Already on to 7 episodes of this podcast. This week, we're going to talk about how you can handle the times when you feel annoyed at everything and everyone. What a topic, right? I've been feeling really kind of this way lately, but I think it's because I have a lot going on. I've kind of had some health issues going on, so I've been sent from like doctor to doctor, getting a ton of tests. So far, I'm all right. It's just like hormone related stuff, and we are getting it all figured out and settled, but it's just like a lot of appointments, especially on my days off, a lot of money being spent, as you can imagine. And yes, it is quite a lot. And I didn't even realize, like, Halloween just snuck up on me this year. And this was the weekend that everyone was dressing up and going out for Halloween. My fiance Jason got himself a nice big Black Panther costume. It's really awesome, actually. And he got this like months ago. He was preparing for Halloween because he was so excited after the Black Panther movie came out. And so he got dressed up. He did go to a wedding this weekend, and I was supposed to get a costume, and I just never got around to it. So when Saturday night came around, when everyone was going out and it was my opportunity to go out as well, I was just like, no, I just stayed in and did nothing. And it was amazing. And I just think that sometimes we just need times like this. I feel like I used to really push myself to go out during times like that, even if I didn't want to. And what I would do to cope with it, like to be able to, I guess, have the energy and the stamina to go out, is I would just drink a ton of alcohol. Then I'd be hungover the next day. And I would take, like, now that I'm 28, it takes me like a week to recover. It's not like when I was 21 and it took like a half day to a day. So, and then that's like leading to these health issues that I'm having, is because I was drinking so often, well, just on the weekends, but like I would go hard almost like every weekend. So really disrupted my hormones and just did a number on my health. So now that I'm not doing that anymore, when I have the chance to go out and I know that I won't be drinking a lot, I'm like, meh, I'd rather just stay at home and watch Netflix. There's been a lot of good shows coming out on Netflix. I don't know if you've been keeping up. I love all the Halloween series that they're coming out with. They have The Haunting of Hill House. That was a really good one. And I learned that there's actually hidden ghosts on every episode. So if you watch it, look for the hidden ghosts. I think there's like 2 ghosts that hang out together in every episode. Then there's this other one about like people's, I think it's like called The Haunting or something like that. I could be totally wrong, but it's like people's real accounts of like scary stories or scary things that happen to them in life. So that's a good one. And then Sabrina, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. So like a, not remake, but I don't know, an extension of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I've started watching that one. I'm on like episode 2 or 3, but I just keep turning it off because it's kind of boring and slow. And then Making a Murderer, the second season for that is on. So I'm really fascinated at this one. And yeah, and that's not the only shows I'm watching. Like you'd think that my part-time job is watching Netflix right now, but it's just how I've been feeling lately, just very introverted. And I think like my body's preparing for the fall season and winter where I'm just going to be holed up in my house the whole time. So been watching a lot of Netflix shows and spending a lot of time by myself, but I am honestly loving it. And a lot of that is what we're going to talk about in this episode. So the reason I decided to talk about this is because this kind of happens to me sometimes, like kind of often, where I just have days or times where I just don't want to like talk to anyone, where I just feel like everyone's getting on my nerves and I just don't want to be human or be around humans. And I know that a lot of people I've talked to kind of experience the same thing where they just kind of hide away. They don't really know how to navigate the situation or where it's coming from or ways to sort of overcome it so that you're not feeling this way for like months at a time or even weeks at a time. You just kind of have your moment and or your week or whatever, and you know some tools to pull yourself out of it so that you can start to feel like your normal self again. And I mean, socialization and feeling connected and close to people is such an important component of our health. So it is really important that we are connecting with others and we are feeling like good about being around other people as often as we possibly can. And that's why we need the tools to help us recharge and figure out kind of why we are feeling the way that we are and yes, move past it. So I get this way when I'm feeling drained or overwhelmed. That's when I start to notice that people are getting on my nerves more than usual. And this time, this feeling was brought on from last weekend when I went to visit my grandma and her husband in California. When I told my mom that I was going to go up and visit, she decided to come up as well from Nevada and bring my cute little niece, Kyla, who is 3 years old, and she's just a giant ball of energy. And so all of us met over at Grandma's for the weekend, and we had a lot of fun. I love spending time with my family, and I was so excited that my mom brought my niece Kyla because I don't get to see them very often, usually like one or a few times a year, usually on Thanksgiving. But this year, my grandma had a stroke earlier this year, and I just decided, you know what, I live like 4 hours from her, and I need to make the time to go up and visit more than just once a year. And I love being around my family. It's just that we all have these strong kind of intense personalities. So it can be a lot to handle, especially after a full weekend of spending time. And also grandma is the matriarch of the family. And she's the only grandma I have left or the only grandparent at all. And she is not she's not my real grandma, or to me, she's my real grandma, but she's actually like a step grandma. But she kind of has a really big presence in our family. She's really important to all of us. And she is very Christian, very strong-willed, isn't afraid to assert her opinion about how you should be living your life onto you. And so if you have a family member that's like that, maybe your grandma's like that or somebody else in your family, then you kind of know what that feels like. Especially for me, I'm not really very religious. And so when she's kind of asking me about church and why I'm not going to church and telling me that I need to be going to church and all this stuff, it gets a little intense when you're kind of surrounded by a family with different beliefs than you have. So that was a little bit difficult. And then for me, just my personality and me being as introverted as I am, I just tend to get worn out after a day, a half a day or two, spending like nonstop time with people, especially if you're just kind of talking nonstop. I get tired of talking, believe it or not, because I have this podcast where I talk for like 30 minutes to an hour straight. I don't mind that, but I do after I record these podcasts, it's so funny because I do have to go take a nap or I do have to go do something to recharge because I feel like I'm such a deep like thinker that, and I just get really into what I'm saying that it like literally drains me. So imagine a day or two of that with people who have opposite beliefs that I do. And I mean, I don't really try to talk politics or religion with them, but just even feeling them when they have no problem bringing it up. And it's just a little bit like, ooh, a little intense. So I always felt this way, like since I was a little kid. But I always felt kind of like an outsider. I felt like the weird one because my family can just go and go and go. And especially like my mom, she can just be around people and hang out and talk whatever forever. And she never gets like snappy or annoyed. Like she's just always even keel and like amazing. And so I always just thought that something was wrong with me, but I didn't know that what was going on is that I'm an introvert in a family full of extroverts. The only person in my family, well, nowadays, I think my sister is on the more introverted side, but growing up, it was mainly my dad that was an introvert like me. And he would always like hole himself up in his office and play games or do research or whatever. Like basically he was never around people the amount that all of us were. And so I remember my mom and stuff making comments about how he never wanted to be around anybody. And I always thought it was weird that he never wanted to be around us, but now it makes sense. And now I know why. Like, I was just kind of often, especially during family trips and stuff, I would be on edge and just grumpy. And people, like my family would ask, like, why are you so snappy? Why are you so grumpy? And it was always because I was an introvert and needed some time alone, but I didn't know how to say that. And I didn't know what that even meant. So if you don't really know, because people often think that introverts and extroverts, so extroverts are, people think that introversion means shyness, which I'm not necessarily shy. It's just that I get my energy from being alone. I recharge from having alone time. And if I am around people too often, I can become really anxious and snappy and just like my blood pressure raises and stuff. So introverts actually aren't always shy people. It's just that they prefer to be alone because that's how they feel their best, or they need a lot of time alone. You can still be an introvert and love being around people, but you hit this point that's called the introvert wall, where after you're around people for a certain amount of time, say you're at a party or something, you hit a time in your experience, I guess, where you're just like, okay, done. I'm done socializing. Like, you just feel drained and you just got to go and you got to be alone for a while. Now, extroverts are people who actually get recharged and they get energy from being around other people. They can be around other people forever and they feel great, and they actually don't feel good being alone. For them, it's uncomfortable being alone. And I can't even imagine what that feels like, but it's just so interesting to think about the differences between those and how introverts and extroverts can so commonly like misunderstand each other from like not knowing why, like, you want to be around the introvert, but they're like, no, or the introvert doesn't want to be. I mean, I guess it's just the introverts that don't want to be around the extroverts, are really anyone. But it's really, I think our world is set up to be successful for extroverts. And that's why now I think it's so good that there's so much more information coming out about introverts, because then we're not like, even though introversion is kind of rare, it's not so much looked down upon as it used to be. Now, anyone that is extroverted, I don't know why I feel so weird. I can't say that word today. Anyone that's extroverted and doesn't know what it feels like to be introverted may think, and even actually introverts call each other out too, for being, like almost using being an introvert as an excuse to get out of social events or whatever, to make excuses to be shy or not be social. Because again, sometimes I will use my introversion to be, I will do it. Like I'll just feel like I don't want to go do something. But that, when I'm doing that, it is coming from a place of shyness. But then I'm like masking it with me being an introvert. So you have to really pay attention to the differences. But being an introvert is not like an excuse that you make to not be around people. It's really just more of a way of understanding yourself better and then understanding why you behave and feel the way that you do. And I used to get so frustrated with myself when I would feel really tired, or I'd get easily snappy after spending too much time around people. Like, I'd feel like I needed a nap. I would beat myself up for it because I didn't understand what was going on. So now knowing where that feeling is coming from actually allows me to have compassion for myself and to understand that I need naps when I'm in those situations, or I need to step away and recharge. And I can explain that to the people that love me. And if they don't understand, then that's fine. If that upsets them, then that's on them and that's not on me, because essentially I'm doing what I know that I need to do so that I can be as present and loving as possible when I'm around them. It doesn't feel good when you're around people just to be around them, or you're talking on the phone with people just to talk to them or whatever, but you're just a shell of yourself. what I like best is when I show up as my fully charged self, because that's when I can really pour love into other people and I can really be my best self. So even if you do kind of honor your own needs while you're in these situations, like sometimes it's unavoidable. Sometimes you'll be in a small house with your family for the weekend. And even if you do step away for a little bit, maybe it doesn't feel like enough. Maybe you really want to focus on the time that you have with them. So you don't want to be in your room napping the whole time or whatever. But regardless, you still might find yourself drained after a busy weekend full of social interaction. Maybe you notice that you're feeling irritated easily when this isn't typical of your personality. And you might also feel like you just want to hole up and hide away from everybody. And this doesn't even have to be related to like a weekend away or too much socialization. Maybe you've been kind of overexerting yourself and overpromising your time and you're feeling really overwhelmed. Or this can be a sign, like if you're getting easily irritated, it can be a sign that something is out of balance. What kind of food have you been eating lately? Have you been eating in a way that feels nourishing and really takes care of your body? Or have you been eating foods that sort of feel like raise your blood pressure and make you feel a little bit like bloated? And that never feels good. So when you're not feeling good, then you're not going to want to be around people. Or maybe you haven't been exercising and that's your way of releasing stress and that's your way of recharging and feeling better. Maybe you haven't been doing the normal things in your routine that make you feel recharged. Maybe you haven't been keeping your house clean and that's usually what makes you feel really good and really even. So the key here is to just identify whatever it is that's making you feel this way. That way you at least have a place to start and you know what area to tackle. So for example, if I notice that I'm not exercising as much or I'm not following my exercise routine, then I would make sure that I schedule and that I show up for my exercise routine, whether or not I want to. And when I do show up, I tell myself, you know, I'm doing this because this is important. This is what's going to pull me out of this hole. This is what's going to make me feel better. So I know that I don't want to do it, but I'm going to show up. And you do that for yourself in a loving way. Or if it has to do with food, you just start by cooking yourself one healthy meal and pay attention to how you feel afterwards. And you just go from there. It doesn't have to be anything extreme. If you feel like having a messy house, this is something that happened to me last night. I was really snappy, extra snappy and irritable last night. And I realized it was because I just felt like the house was just really cluttered. But I didn't feel like I had the energy to clean. So I was just allowing the mess to pile up and for me to just continue feeling annoyed and snappy. And eventually I just set a timer on my phone. I set an alarm on my phone. I said, at this time, I'm going to just get up and I'm just going to start cleaning and again, go from there. And it's amazing what happens when you just show up and you just start, because I just went for it and I kept going and going, and like an hour or two later, the house was clean and it was perfect and I felt so much better. So if it's something that you're able to identify and do something about, then go for it. And then on the other hand, if it's something that maybe you're just so drained that it's not like really one specific thing and you can't really put your finger on what's going on with you, then you could just be overall drained and you just maybe need some time to recharge. So we're going to talk about three ways that you can recharge, that you can get through these times. And the first thing is to not resist your feelings, to understand that it is totally fine for you to feel the way that you feel. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You're not a sudden failure or a loser. You're just going through a phase. Now, if you're in a position where you have to socialize with people at work, like for me, I'm a supervisor at my job, so I have to talk to the people that I supervise. But I show up in different ways depending on how I'm feeling. Like when I'm feeling really good and recharged, then I'll go the extra mile to ask them questions about their day or themselves or what's new with them, whatever. Or my coworkers, when I see them around, like I'll be extra friendly and talk to them more. And then during the times where I'm just like, ugh, I don't want to be around people, I'm not rude to anybody, but I'm also not really like extra friendly. I'm just kind of short with everybody. And usually from that, they take the hint. that maybe I just want some time alone, or I'm just not as enthusiastic as I usually am. And then if they ask what's going on, like, are you okay? Then just tell them that you're just feeling a little drained and you just need some time to recharge. So it's nothing against them. It's just the way that you're feeling. And usually people are pretty understanding about that. And if they're not, then, oh, well, not your problem. And then the other thing is, like, don't beat yourself up, because this is a temporary thing. It's only a season, a day, a week, whatever. It will pass. Whenever I'm in moments like these, I feel like it almost feels like it's been going on this way for like a year or a month or whatever. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was on such a good track and now here I am failing and I'm never going to get back to where I used to be. And that's kind of what we've learned in our black and white society, is that, like, it's, you know, that all or nothing thinking, that I either have it together or I don't. But guess what? You can still have times where you're not as together, but you can still have it together. Like, you're not going to be this way forever. The best way that you're going to get through it is by allowing yourself to get through it and to feel whatever things that you feel along the way. Because most of the time, the problem comes from how we feel about how we're feeling. What I mean by that is, like, we feel a certain thing. So maybe you're feeling annoyed. That's just one layer of a feeling. I'm feeling annoyed at somebody. But then that inner critic that we talked about last week comes up and it says, tells me, you're wrong for feeling annoyed. You're wrong for being irritable. So then that's a second layer of feelings. And that's usually the part that gets us, because if you're just feeling annoyed and say you just accept that feeling, then that's what you are. You're just accepting that right now I'm annoyed. It's fine. Like, it'll pass. But then if you have that extra layer overlooking and saying, like, you're wrong for feeling annoyed, then that is where the problem comes in. And that's why it's so important that when we're having these feelings, we're having these times where we need a break, that we're not judging ourselves for that. And maybe you're thinking right now, sure, Lauren, it's easier said than done. And that is so true. It is so true that it's easier said than done, but that doesn't matter. Like, the things in life that are worth it aren't always easy. And I think that it's worth taking a look at how you're feeling and choosing to accept that. I mean, like, when it comes between the choice of suffering and not suffering, and you have the tools to not suffer as much, then I would definitely say maybe it'll take some time to get used to feeling this way or get used to accepting how you're feeling. It does take some time. It does take some practice and it does take some awareness, but it is completely worth it. And it is a lot less paralyzing to actually work through it than to just kind of say, well, it's easier said than done. Like, it can't be done. It totally can be done. All you need to do is just make the choice. The second tip is to clear your schedule as much as possible. I know a lot of people say, like, I'm so busy and I can't do this, I can't do that, whatever, whatever. But really, our schedule is in our hands. And we oftentimes, especially as women, tend to work around other people's schedules. So we're living a life of things that we're doing things that other people want us to do. We're living a life of people pleasing. But really, when you think about your schedule and what actually has to be done every day or every week, the list should be pretty minimal and you should have a lot of free time. Just depending on, I'm not going to make an assumption about your schedule or your life. Everybody's different, but there is a lot of quote unquote busy work that we could be doing. And there's a lot of that we can get out of, even if it's just for a day or a week. So when you're feeling this way, then you can just focus on the must-dos for this week and then leave the extras out. So what are the must-dos? It's different for everybody, but it comes down to kind of the things that would basically, like, what has to be done in order for you to survive or your family to survive. And the main must-dos that I could think of for myself are work and then kids. So I have a stepson. However, his dad is easily able to step in and take care of that. So it's not necessarily a must do for me, but if you have kids, then you'll need to go to work and you'll need to take care of your kids. But what is not a must do? Things like exercise, cooking, cleaning, like deep cleaning, hanging out with friends, going on dates. Those aren't really must-dos. Those are great additions to your week, and they are really important things. But during the times where you're just, you actually really need to buckle down and focus on recharging, then those things aren't must-dos, not all of them. And the reason that I say that they're not must-dos is to give you an option to choose them or to not choose them. For example, this last week, I normally go to the gym. I wake up, you know, really early before work and I go to the gym. This last week, I only did that one day. Usually I do it 4 or 5 days. I only did it one day, and then I gave myself the option, if I had time or I wanted to after work go on a walk through the park or run or do a stretch or whatever, to exercise in different ways that felt good for me. Cooking isn't a must do all the time. I usually meal prep, but this last week before I left for my grandma's, I had a crock pot meal that I prepared ahead of time, and I put it in the freezer for us to have, for the boys to have for dinner this week. So I thought ahead on that one. And so that's an option for you, is just to create a few crock pot freezer meals, like just spend some time prepping them for a week. That way, when you need them, you have them ready to go in your freezer. Or you can just choose like convenience foods. Sometimes that's just going to happen, and that's totally fine as well. Spending time with friends, again, if you're just going to show up as a shell of yourself, maybe you've made a date with a friend or something, you just let them know how you're feeling and ask if you can postpone or push that back. And again, remember that, and if any of these things do sound appealing this week, or they do feel like something that would recharge you, then by all means, go for it. But if it just feels like something extra, like a should on your plate, then that's when it's time to ditch that for the week. And sometimes for us, letting those things go, even for a week, can feel like we're giving up or we're failing ourselves. And I think it's really important to talk about the difference between holding yourself accountable for things, for doing things that you know are important for you and to keep your life balanced. There's a difference between holding yourself accountable on the weeks where you're feeling normal, where you're feeling good, and then weeks where you're feeling super drained. So it's kind of like a tricky balance where you have to be honest with yourself. Like, there are times where I'll wake up kind of just feeling like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym this morning. But then I'll just tell myself, like, okay, are you sick? Are you injured? Like, is there anything wrong with you, really? And then I'll have to be really honest with myself, like, no. So then that other conversation in my mind is like, all right, well, you need to get up and go to the gym anyway, even if you don't want to. But then, just like this last week, if I wake up and I'm just like, I'm angry at the world, I am exhausted emotionally, physically, mentally. To me, mental health is just as important as physical health. So I look at it the same way as if I were sick or injured. If I kind of feel mentally sick, then I will be more gentle on myself than I would if I know that I'm feeling completely normal. So that's number two. And then the last thing that you can do is just choose at least one thing that recharges you. You can choose to do this per day. You can choose to do this once during the span of whatever. And I keep referring to this whole thing as being a week long, but that's just how it worked out for me this week. I know that when I come home from vacations or events, sometimes I need a whole week to recharge. I usually start with like day one and day two, and from there see how I feel. So day one or day two for me is mandatory to follow these guidelines that I'm giving you. And then after that, it's kind of optional. And I noticed that after giving myself one or two days of just nothing, I am naturally slowly adding in the other things that are important to me without having to force myself. And that's a really gentle way of easing myself back into my normal routine. So choose at least one thing that recharges you. This can be alone time. I know some of you have kids and it's really hard to find alone time, but is there a caretaker? Can your husband take over or your significant other? Can a parent can a grandparent watch the kid? Is there some way that you can even if it's just 30 minutes, 30 minutes of alone time, like turn your phone off, literally be alone somewhere, whether it's in nature or you're reading a book or watching Netflix or whatever you're doing, but just time alone. You can take a bubble bath. Those are great. I really love to take Epsom salt baths because those are also like detoxing and rejuvenating. They help kind of get all the toxins out of your body from whatever you went through this weekend. I know when we're off on vacation or with family, we're maybe eating or drinking things that we don't normally eat or drink. You can clean the house. For some, that's really therapeutic. And for me, it was last night. My headphones on, just zooming around the house cleaning. You can go out to dinner by yourself or with a loved one or a friend. You can slowly cook yourself a nourishing meal. You can go out for a run. You can go out for a walk in the park. And you see how this tip kind of coincides with the last tip that I gave. It seems like it contradicts the last one, but just like I explained in the last tip that if it is something that is not a must do, but it does recharge you, then do it. Definitely do it. But like I said before, the key here is to just slowly ease yourself back into your everyday activities. That way you don't feel so overwhelmed and you'll get back on track faster. Because I think what happens to a lot of people is that they're just like, they don't have this awareness of them, first of all, feeling drained. They just know that they're snappy and they don't know why. And then second of all, having the awareness of what caused it. And when you have that information, then it's a lot easier to use it for good. So what a lot of people do is they just kind of push themselves and they just keep pushing, regardless of how they're feeling. And there never seems to be a break or a time for recharging. And so eventually it leads to just this explosion of just nothing. You just kind of explode and then you just don't want to do anything or see anyone for a lot longer than a week, for 2 weeks, a month. Sometimes this goes on for years for people and you think that I'm just a failure, so I might as well just not try anymore. And you let all your good habits fall to the wayside and then you're feeling like crap more often than not. So you see how this difference, taking 2 days, taking a week, I don't think that now that I have this information and I use these tools in my own life, I don't think that I really go for more than a week at a time in a funk. And if I do go longer than a week, then a lot of times I know it's could be something deeper than that. But if I really focus on self-care and doing what recharges me and recharging in the first place, then I have no problem feeling like my normal self after a few days to a week. So in summary here, what we talked about is, first of all, the tip one is not resisting or denying your feelings, just allowing them to be, honoring whatever is true for you. Two, clearing your schedule as much as possible. And then three is scheduling in recharge time. The all or something tie-in here is that you're going to have weeks where everything just feels simpler. You'll feel like Wonder Woman. You feel like it's you're moving through your week or your day with ease. And then you'll also have times where you're feeling behind on everything, or you're feeling like you're just not in the mood to keep everything up that you normally do. So just honor and trust your feelings. Understand that seasons are necessary and that is the natural flow of life. Follow nature, see what nature is doing, and it's the same thing. Nature isn't rushed to do what it thinks it should do. It just, the flowers bloom when they're supposed to. The seasons change when it's time, and that's just the way it is. So you are doing okay, and you're going to get back to your regular routine when it feels right for you. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening along. If you want to get updates of the weekly episodes I release and also just weekly love notes from me, weekly encouragement, if you want to know when I'm releasing products or services for you, then head on over to laurenkepler.com and sign up for my newsletter. The way that you do this is you see the form on the front page of my site, and it's offering you a free copy of a habit building Kickstarter guide. You can check that out. And also, if you enjoyed this episode, I'd love if you would write a review or share this episode with somebody that you feel could really use this information. I would love to have some reviews on the podcast. That way it gets in front of more people and we can start to influence more positive change in the world. So I will end this today by reminding you that you are enough and you are doing enough. Have a great one, and I will talk to you next week.